all morning I was listening to preaching. So for like probably like 4 hours, I was listening to Todd White. And it's just nonstop testimonies, crazy stuff. And I got done with like the morning session of work. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go to lunch. And I get in the van and I'm praying. I'm like, God, I want that like every day in my life. Like, I want to live that way. I do not want to live for myself. I want to love people. I want to love people at whatever place I go to for lunch. I'm like, God, I want that. And I felt like I should go to Taco John's. And so I went to Taco John's in Morris. And yeah, this might be really loud in the background. I don't know how loud it is. Driving the big van. But yeah, so went to Taco John's to get my food. I sit down and I realize there's a lady next to me with a cane. And I didn't think much of it. You know, I was like, man, I should pray for this lady. Like, that's all I was thinking. And so I waited a little bit. I was waiting. I probably waited too long. Like, she could have just left. Yeah, maybe like 5 minutes went by. And I looked over. I was like, excuse me, ma'am. I'm like, could I ask you, you know, why you have that cane? And she's like, yeah. And right away, I was like, oh, she's actually got like some like mental disability, some type of mental disability going on as well. And she got into a car accident when she was 16. So she's been like that her whole life. She's close to 40, probably early 40s. And it just kind of broke my heart, man. I'm like, it's crazy, you know, because of this one thing that happened when she was a kid. Her whole life has been like this. And we just talked for, probably like 20 minutes. And about a bunch of different stuff. And she's asking me all these questions. And she would forget. She kept forgetting my name and forgetting what we were talking about and different stuff. And but she just loved sitting there and talking. I could tell she had a blast, you know. And yeah, then I ended up praying for her, and I told her right away, I was like, the reason I'm asking is because, like, I'm a Christian, like, I love Jesus, and everything God did in the Bible, I believe he's doing it now, and I've seen it, and that's why I wanted to pray for you, because I believe God heals people. So I said that right away. I wasn't, like, waiting the whole time, because I think that can be weird. I think it's better to just say it right away. But yeah, then we just talked and talked and talked, and it was really good. And I was like sharing my testimony, or at least part of my testimony. And I was making a left turn. Yeah, I was sharing part of my testimony, you know, about getting saved. And she kept forgetting what I said, so she'd ask me again. So I was repeating some things. And there was only like 4 other people in the restaurant, you know. So they're hearing all this. Like, I'm talking pretty loud, because her and I are sitting like maybe like 8 feet apart or so. So everybody else in there is hearing this stuff. I'm like, this is so funny. And yeah, it was good. The whole thing was good. I prayed with her and all that. Didn't see anything physically or mentally change in that moment. But it's seed sown, and we just keep growing. It's like every time you see someone not get healed, that can be an opportunity to build faith. That can be an opportunity to drive you to a more, you know. So it's good. It's all good. And yeah, so I'm pumped. I'm ready to go and keep working. It's cold today too. It is so cold. It's like my fingers are cold, my toes are cold, all of it. So I'm going to go back out there and probably keep listening to preaching and do this thing. So God bless you guys.